The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And it is Tuesday, where we spend a few minutes talking with 4th District Congressman William Timmons. Yesterday, House leaders said that they will, after weeks of being in recess, the U.S. House of Representatives will return to the nation's capital on Monday, May the 4th. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. And I think the Congress is sending the right message. If we're getting back to work, maybe the rest of the country can too.
Well, wouldn't that be a great thing? We got a lot to talk about this morning. I want to talk with you about the 1.5 million masks that were flown into GSP on Sunday, but we'll hold that for just a minute. First, let's talk about you guys going back to work. You went back for a day, was it, last week to vote on the additional funding for small businesses. How was that process different than how you typically vote?
I've got to say, I think it was a little bit overkill, and it was somewhat comical. A vote normally should take anywhere between 5 and 25 minutes, and they had the members of Congress divided by alphabet, and they had 9 groups, and each group was given I think it was 10 or 15 minutes to vote. So it took about two and a half hours. And then they took a half an hour to clean the chamber. You know, we were told not to use the elevators. We were told only to use the stairs. Keep in mind, the stairwell is about 2 feet wide, and the elevator is about 3x3. So that didn't make much sense to me. But I did as I was told. And again, I'm just happy we got back, and I'm happy that we got relief to millions of small business owners. The money won at 10:30 yesterday morning, and to be expected, the portal collapsed 10 minutes later, but they got it back up and running quick, and you know, they're working hard, and this money lasts at least through the end of the week.
Yep. So when you guys go back on Monday, what are the plans? I mean, how will you conduct business on Monday, similar to how you did last week?
That's still being discussed. You know, the biggest concern we have right now is the National Defense Authorization Act. The House Armed Services Committee needs to meet and needs to mark that up and needs to have something for us to vote on. A lot of these other committees that are not necessarily, you know, dealing with pressing matters, I would be surprised if we necessarily met. But, you know, just being back together with my colleagues and just being able to talk to people and have fellowship and from a social distance, of course. But, you know, we're in charge of doing a better job at this response. And I would tell you that we've done a good job, but a lot of the things we've done could have been done a lot better and more surgical because, you know, painting things with broad brushes never addresses it. Obviously, people hear about the concerns with certain larger publicly traded companies taking payroll protection plan money. Some of them have given them back. Some of them are saying they will not. You know, what about a revenue component? If your business has not had a drop in revenue, if the only thing that is causing you to take payroll protection money is a drop in the stock market, I got a problem with that. And, you know, that money is to keep people employed. So there were a lot of concerns, a lot of fighting at the original outset of this bill over whether you should have a revenue component to this, and they ultimately decided against it. There's just one little box you got to check that says that your business has been adversely affected by the coronavirus and that your viability is at risk. And I can make an argument on any business any way you want on that.
Yeah, and that's what this was all about, was those businesses that have been affected had to close or lay off employees or maybe the threat of laying off employees because of the coronavirus. You get into some of these other issues and they just really not appropriate, shouldn't be applying in this situation. All right, so So you guys are headed back. Now they've, the Democrats have talked about, you know, maybe doing, allowing proxy voting, or they've talked about a virtual Congress, which I'm not really sure what that means. I mean, when you go back next week, are you there for a regular couple weeks, or what's the plan?
My understanding is that we're going back Monday, and I imagine we'll be there for a couple of days. Everything's kind of up in the air right now. We're not really sure how it's going to play out. But, you know, proxy voting, there is a world in which proxy voting has a potential. But the way the Democrats did this was just very, very inappropriate. They didn't consult with the Republicans, and they wanted to change the rules of the United States House of Representatives on a partisan basis. And that's just unacceptable. So, you know, I'm against the proxy voting they're talking about, but, you know, there is a world in which reasonable minds can come together on very limited proxy voting, but what they're talking about is not it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk about Sunday, this huge shipment of 1.5 million masks flown into to GSP. Of course, masks have been one of those items that are in short supply, very much needed. You played a part in this Boeing plane landing just up the road from my house, actually. Talk with us about that and why that was so important.
I played a very, very small part. So a friend of mine, Neil Ferrier, he owns a business that does a lot of supply chain work in really all over the world. And he texted me and he said, I want to help. I got a lot of connections all over the world. I think I can be helpful. And I called the government affairs person at Prisma, Laura Turner, and I said, I've got a guy, and I think he could actually do what he says he can do. And fast forward 5 weeks, and they brought the first shipment of masks in, 1.5 million masks. They're surgical masks. They're not N95s, but they're still very critically important to the healthcare community. Make sure that the people treating people with COVID-19 are safe. And it was on the Dreamlifter, which is even the cooler part. The Boeing was kind enough to stop by and pick up these masks. As you can imagine, cargo planes are in extremely high demand. They're backed up for weeks. So the Dreamlifter is designed to carry fuselages and wings of 747s and of other planes, so they can literally put them into the belly. It looks like a pregnant plane. That's essentially what it looks like.
Yes,
And so they put all these masks in the storage area underneath it, and they landed at GSP, largest plane ever to land at GSP. It was pretty neat. It was everybody coming together and getting it done, and I was just proud to do my little, small, very small part of it.
Well, and you see an airplane like that, and I love airplanes anyway, but you see an airplane of that size, and you're just thinking it's just going to fall out of the sky any moment. I mean, it doesn't look like it should be possible that it could fly.
I couldn't agree more. It really is just, I mean, it was huge. It was three times as big as a 747.
Yep.
Three times as big. I mean, 747 is huge. So
yep.
If it was three times as big, and it's pretty marvelous.
Yep. Great job on that. I'm glad to hear that. So let's talk for a minute before we have to leave you this morning, Congressman. There's been a lot of talk about what's next. You know, there's going to need to be additional funding. How long is this? Are we going to be in the middle of this? How much longer is it going to be before businesses can reopen? Of course, some states are doing so. Georgia, Texas announcing that they're going to Governor McMaster. So relaxing it a bit here in South Carolina, but probably not as much as some people might want. What's the next plan for Congress as far as additional funding?
I think what's next for the country is we're going back to work. We have to. The federal government does not have the ability to continue to float the United States economy. We're going to have $30 trillion of debt at the end of this, and we've got to get back to work. But we've got to do it safely. We have to do it safely. So everyone needs to be responsible. If you are sick or are older or susceptible, you got to stay home. The governor's going to reopen here shortly, and there's going to be guidelines. We're going to have reduced occupancy capacity. We're going to take steps to keep people safe while also getting back to work. And, you know, the flight that came in just Sunday is a perfect example. We need to have more masks. We need to have more ventilators. We need to have the convalescent plasma, blood plasma from people that have survived COVID-19 that is becoming the best practice treatment. So we're going to get the medical community ready. Things coming out of D.C., I would just say we're probably not going to do it because the Democrats are proposing a lot of ridiculous things, and we still have the Senate and the White House. So we're probably not going to do a lot of the things people are hearing, but we're going to try to find something that we can do to get people back to work and to do it safely.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, always good to speak with you. And just head back to D.C. and be safe while you're there. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks for having me, Joey. Take care.